WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The first of two Blinn College Board of Trustees meetings went well into the evening, and much of it behind closed doors. A faculty senate resolution and supporting documentation were presented Monday night, proclaiming no confidence in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Griffith. Board President Douglas Bohart says there are plans for a special meeting later this month to further discuss the resolution. Tonight, trustees could take action to purchase a proposed College Station campus location and or accept an offer of land to build a second campus in Bryan. Real estate transactions were part of Monday night's possible executive session topics, along with personnel issues. The Bryan School Board has set its salary schedule for next year. Starting pay will go up $250, and the average increase for returning teachers will be around 1.5%. The following year will mark the start of a plan that includes merit pay and giving more money to those teaching at academically high-risk schools. In other business, two central office administrators were hired. Bryan ISD's new special education director will be Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein. And the district's new director of personnel development is Leslie Holtkamp, who has been with Willis ISD the last 4 years. Tonight, the College Station School Board continues its administrative reorganization. Following the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent, duties were reassigned to the remaining deputy superintendents, creating an opening for human resources director. The board has been asked to fill the HR position with Monica James, who has held similar positions in the last 15 years in the Round Rock and Maynard districts. A College Station man is accused of leading a Parks and Wildlife officer on a high-speed chase before being caught with a handgun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for possession of a firearm with a felony record, evading arrest, and driving with an invalid license. According to the arrest report, the officer was patrolling Bats Ferry Road, which dead-ends at the Brazos River, when he saw the SUV run a stop sign. A 2.5-mile pursuit at speeds estimated as high as 90 miles an hour took place on gravel roads before the SUV pulled over. Lawson told the officer, according to the arrest report, he was headed to the river to fire his Glock. Interstate highway travel could be getting a little smoother in coming years. That's if a Texas Transportation Institute plan to move 18-wheeler freight above the roadway proves feasible. Dr. Stephen Roop, senior research scientist for TTI on the A&M campus, says the system would address two areas of congestion: border crossings, where removing the driver from the process would allow for 100% of cargo to be x-rayed, and corridors, such as along interstates.
We think we're feasible in a corridor application up to 400 or 500 miles. And as a matter of fact, we've got a proposal with the Texas Department of Transportation that's been provisionally accepted that would allow us to build a 250-mile system on I-35 between Dallas and San Antonio.
Dr. Roop says a full-scale test track should be available for demonstration by the end of the year. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Morning cloudiness will give way to partial sunshine. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm later today. We're going to be pretty close to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, lows near 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun will develop. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Turning partly sunny for Thursday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We really weren't practicing baseball skills. We weren't trying to fix anything because it wasn't broken.
That's Coach Augie Garrido from the University of Texas talking about losing the first game of the College World Series and coming back and winning the second by not having a traditional practice. We'll cover that, plus World Cup and a whole lot more coming up in sports at 7:50-ish.
Yeah, if you're in Omaha, things probably aren't broken. Probably done okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, so what are emojis? What is an emoji? Is that what it's called?
They're pre-made emoticons that are smiley faces, sad faces, crying faces, thumbs up.
Okay. Well, how is that different than an emoticon?
You don't have to create it instead of going colon.
It's usually graphical instead of text-based.
Okay,
it looks like a little cartoon.
Okay, all right. Okay. So how do you tell your friends they're being annoying over text? If your words aren't getting the point across, just wait until July when 250 new emojis arrive.
Yep.
Including the one with that finger.
Oh, really?
Whoa. The new character is part of an update of Unicode, the standards that regulate how texts appear across platforms. So, will you have to buy this, or will this be free, or?
The download that I've got was free.
Yeah.
App that I've got.
But then you're not going to be able to get 250 for nothing, are you? Aren't you
Was at least that many that I have now.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if this is going to be, you know, an upgrade on that app or it's a whole new app.
So the one I heard about is if somebody's giving you old news that has a rolled up newspaper.
Wow.
I kind of like that. That's not too bad. Okay, so now I understand that. So tell you that to tell you this. If you're ever feeling really depressed after checking Facebook, there is a reason for that. It is because you've been looking at Facebook.
Yeah.
See, there are a lot of reasons, but new research claims that moods on Facebook are contagious. As in, you read a post whining about somebody's terrible life and suddenly you feel worse. Okay, guys, do you think that's true? I mean, I guess it depends on your mental attitude, but is that does that sound like that's viable from your point of view?
No. You can feel badly for somebody if they're having a crappy day or something bad has happened, but do I come away from Facebook bummed out because somebody else is? No.
Researchers have tried to figure... Well, I wish I was eating where they are.
Huh? Yeah.
Researchers tried to figure out whether exposure to verbal affective expressions leads to similar verbal expressions, a form of emotional connection there. Which is, in non-science terms, means that after you see a friend's post in a certain mood, that will inspire you to then take on that same mood. It says here the study looked at over 3 million posts before they came up with this. It's being published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. Think about the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science and the kind of stuff they were publishing 10 years ago, and now they're doing stuff about Facebook. I mean, don't you think they were probably handling maybe more important, maybe weightier issues in the world than Facebook?
No.
Okay. Study published says people who had positive content reduced in their news feed, a larger percentage of words in those people's status updates were negative, and a smaller percentage were positive. When negativity was reduced, the opposite pattern occurred. Okay. To be happy, you need to think happy.
Yeah.
Got that.
So always look on the bright side of life.
Exactly right. So the Texas Tribune, you know, they got nothing to do when the boys and girls aren't meeting over there. And they can't dig up any more stuff. So that's when they take to the streets with their University of Texas and Texas Tribune poll, and they ask voters about all sorts of stuff. So this morning they tell us that Texas voters, this has got a degree of error of 3.5 plus or minus. Texas voters are supportive of some potentially major changes in public education, from providing incentives to people who want to be teachers to allowing more local control over standards and curriculum. Meanwhile, fewer of them are convinced that a college degree is a necessity. 28% said a college education is necessary for a person to succeed in today's world. 68% said there are many ways to succeed without a college degree. And that is a big change, because in 2010, 42% said a college degree was necessary. Again, today, 28. And 56% said other paths were possible. Today, 68% say that's possible.
And I think you can chalk some of that up to Mike Rowe and people like Glenn Beck.
I was thinking more Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, but yeah, okay.
Well, no, I mean, those Glenn Beck and Mike Rowe particularly have spent a lot of time talking about trades and being able to do things that don't require a degree that are going to make you more money so you don't have to pay off the loan.
And I think both of y'all are right. It's just, Scott, what Jobs and Gates did was not go to college and be very successful in highly technical, highly specific fields by sort of blazing their own trail. But what Mike Rowe and Glenn Beck are doing is saying – plumbing is okay. You can make six digits being the local plumber.
Sure, good examples. No, excellent examples, as a matter of fact. No, and I agree completely. I really, really do. So we'll see. Universities have to be careful about their pricing structure, about their return on investment, says Darren Shaw, who's the co-director of the poll and is a professor of government at UT Austin. He mentioned successful people who didn't get college degrees to illustrate the point. And he mentions Gates and Jobs. But I agree. The other two guys coming from a different direction, but with the same idea that you can get up every day, you can go out and do a good job of work and really fill other people's needs. And that's what both of those groups do. OPN, look at other people's needs, and you fill that niche right there and you take care of it. And more, as people have disposable income and believe they have less time, that market opens up tremendously. People to do things for you now that you used to do for yourself.
How many lawn services when you were growing up were there?
Oh, sure.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
It would be interesting to know what at 7 o'clock in the morning, the number of trucks that are getting started or filling up with gas or whatever that are toting around lawn care equipment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. That's a business that has a lot of folks in the marketplace.
Well, and that
right
was now. As a kid, that was a rite of passage. That was one of the ways you knew you were growing up. Dad let you mow the lawn. Yeah. Now Dad doesn't even mow the lawn anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was talking to a guy the other day. He said he's the only one in his neighborhood who does mow his lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, you're that guy.
You're that guy.
Okay, I got you. I understand. All right. So NASA once again trying to prove they're still relevant. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station soon will wake up to the stellar view of Earth that they always have had while sipping an invigorating cup of gourmet espresso. Italian coffee company.
They're getting a Starbucks, right?
No. They're going to have to make it their own. Oh. The first barista to get to the International Space Station, that would be outstanding.
Do you tip? Because it's awkward.
It's very small space. Yeah, you can't get away from that.
Like, what are you going to do? Turn around? Is that it? Oh, I didn't see you
Step
there.
Out this door right here.
Yeah. Anyhow, so this Lavazza, which is a coffee brand, and Aerotech, which is the aerospace firm, have teamed together to create a coffee machine capable of brewing your eye-opening beverage in zero gravity. Yeah, because keeping it in the cup, what do they have, like a sippy cup for your espresso? Is that how that works?
I'm guessing that's probably what it is.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Well, so now, is that a good thing? Because, I mean,
do you want a guy in space wired out of his mind? No, I don't think so.
You said guy. Could be girl.
Sure.
But, because if they can't get their work done, especially if they're having caffeine withdrawal, or because they've just gotten a double shot espresso, may not be the best thing to do.
Houston, we're fine up here. Everything's great.
Anyway. Oh, actually, the first Italian astronaut, whose name is Samantha Cristoforti, will deliver the device. It's called the ISS Presso. Okay.
Just say, spacewalk, hell, it's space run. Let's go.
Come on. Spacewalk, let's do a jog. Yeah. All right. Just saying. Seems rather interesting. Okay. This bothered me this morning, just reading the headline. I haven't even looked at the story yet. The headline says, Bill Clinton, most admired president of the past 25 years.
Oh,
really?
Boy.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Excuse me. Wasn't Bush 41 within the last 25 years?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yes.
According to a new poll, Bill Clinton is the most admired president of the past quarter century.
Well, he was the first black president.
Yeah, that's right. Ask which president of the past 25 years they admired the most. 42% responded Clinton. That's more than twice the share of any other president. The other three presidents of the quarter century all polled the same. 18% most admired Barack Obama. 17% George W. 16% his father, H.W. Do you think they transposed the numbers? They had to have transposed the numbers. Tell me they did.
No, they didn't.
Hello?
Yeah, with today's media, I thought Obama was the only president the last 25
years.
That's
an excellent point. Thank you, sir. That's right. How did the rest of those slackers get into that group? Oh, man, that makes me feel bad.
Well, we elected Obama twice. What does that say?
Yeah.
I mean, put that into perspective. Guess what we just talked about?
That's we, the American people, I think. Okay. Another day, another.
We not being you.
Another day, more recalls from General Motors. These numbers are astounding. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday, they announced 3.3 million vehicles built between 2000 and 2014, over a 14-year span. Will have to have their ignition switches checked, which is now a common problem for GM. Autoblog reports the fix is a bit simpler than replacing the entire ignition. GM says they'll simply modify the keys. Vehicles affected: Cadillac DeVille, Buick Regal LSGS, Cadillac DTS, LaCrosse from Buick, Monte Carlo, Lucerne, Impala, all larger cars, I think. Wow. Goodness sakes alive.
That's anything with an avalanche?
No, oh, didn't okay. say that. No, you're not in this one, but you know there have been like 5 million over the last 2 days.
I haven't gotten anything in the mail yet.
That's good. Hello.
Hey, I think they said they did that that poll on presidents on home phone lines during work hours.
Yeah. Okay. Sir.
Whoa.
Wow, hello. GM is a really good government-based business, isn't it?
We're just full of it in vinegar today, aren't
goodness,
we?
I like that. Yeah, home phones during working time. Yeah, don't have to worry about that, would you? Okay, let's see what else. Oh, hey, how about this? George Clooney may be looking at running for governor of California.
How about it?
Ow! Okay, well, we'll see. 2018 is when he's looking at that. Apparently, some close personal friends, including President Barack Obama, warming up to the whole idea that he should be in politics. George admitted in the past that he had probably not lived the lifestyle which would allow him to be elected, but, well, look, if people are liking Bill Clinton now, I don't see any reason why George Clooney shouldn't think that he'd be just fine as the governor of California.
Arnold wasn't an angel either.
Well, that's exactly right.
Wasn't it Clooney and Steve Wynn that were going at it a few
years ago? Yes, fact, yes.
It was.
Fact. Well, once again, that's California.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Brazos.
Good morning. It's 726, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, about 91 or 92, something like that. And we'll continue with that pattern really all week long. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s and a chance of some showers. There's some shower, a little bitty shower over in western Brazos County. Then there's some right over there in Grimes County. Just little pop-ups around, but that's simply because we've got a little bit of humidity out there, and it's going to warm up today. The heat index, by the way, probably about 101 or so for the next few days. That's because the winds are not going to be up, and so won't be nearly as comfortable. Yesterday gave us a little bit of relief. So winds out of the south at 8 right now, 90% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and it's 79.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Bobby Lee Pearson caught a break last week as a California jury was deciding his fate. 37-year-old career criminal was charged with robbing an apartment and pointing a stolen gun at the apartment owner. The jury was divided at 8-4 in favor of his guilt. Somehow a mistake happened. Trying to advise the judge the jury was deadlocked, somebody checked the not guilty box on a court document. The judge saw the not guilty check. He affirmed the verdict. That was that. Case closed. By the time the judge found out that the jury didn't really mean Mr. Pearson was not guilty when they checked the not guilty box, it was too late. The Constitution may not be taken seriously in Washington, but double jeopardy had attached to Mr. Pearson. He'd been declared not guilty. He was free as a bird, albeit a jailbird. But within 1 hour of being released from jail, the criminal career of 37-year-old Mr. Bobby Lee Pearson was over. He had assumed room temperature. Police say that when Mr. Pearson visited his sister's house to pick up personal belongings, he was stabbed to death by his sister's boyfriend. Yo, wah, see you later, alligator, whatever. Now, in his career, Mr. Pearson had racked up 11 convictions, multiple weapons and violence charges, and just one more conviction, and he would still be alive. Sometimes you catch good breaks, sometimes you catch bad breaks, sometimes you catch both.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The agenda for tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes action on more pieces of last November's bond issue. That includes a budget of almost $380,000 to demolish the College Station Conference Center. On that land will be the district's new Center for Alternative Learning. Another $250,000 will go towards replacing the roof over the kindergarten wing at South Knoll Elementary. In other business, the CSISD board will consider hiring a new human resources director. Monica James has spent the last 15 years running HR for the Manor and Round Rock districts. The College Station opening was created with the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent and duties reassigned to the district's remaining deputy superintendents. Monday night, the Bryan School Board hired two new central office administrators. The new special education director is Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein, and the new director of professional development is Leslie Holtkamp, who has been with Willis the last 4 years. The Bryan Board also set its last salary schedule under the district's current format. For the 2015-16 school year, the board plans to start a new compensation system that includes merit pay and paying more for teachers in academically high-risk schools. For 2014 and 15, first-year teachers in Bryan ISD will receive $250 more, and those returning will receive an increase of about 1.5%. Blinn College faculty members were back before the Board of Trustees Monday night in Brenham. No board action was taken following the presentation of a resolution the Senate passed last week, pronouncing a no-confidence vote in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Smith. The resolution and supporting documentation given to the board grew out of an academic reorganization 2.5 years ago, replacing the faculty-led department heads and assistants with full-time deans. Board President Douglas Bochart says the trustees will gather more information with the intent of holding a special meeting later this month for further discussion. Personnel issues were one of the reasons for going into executive session Monday night. Another was real estate, specifically the proposed purchase of land and the Lintech building for a College Station campus. A special meeting tonight includes the possible final action on that purchase, along with consideration of accepting an offer of donated land for a second campus in Bryan. Tonight's meeting in Brenham starts at 6:30 with public comment, followed by trustees returning behind closed doors to deliberate before taking final votes in open session. A Parks and Wildlife officer checking on an area noted for illegal shooting arrested a College Station man with more than 500 rounds of ammunition. This was Saturday afternoon southwest of College Station near the Brazos River along Bats Ferry Road. According to the arrest report, the officer reported an SUV running a stop sign. That led to a 2.5-mile chase at speeds up to 90 miles per hour on gravel roads. After the SUV stopped, the driver said he ran because he had a felony record and he was heading to the river to fire his Glock handgun. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for a felon in possession of a firearm, driving with an invalid license, and evading arrest. Taken into evidence, according to the arrest report, was 494 rounds of .40-caliber ammunition, 26 rounds of .223-caliber, 3 rounds of .380s, and various types of other ammo and shooting gear that included 5 magazines, one of them fitting an AR-15 rifle. To increase safety, reduce road wear, and alleviate congestion, all for current 18-wheeler shipping, and to do that at a fraction of the cost, seems like it would require earth-shattering innovation. But the Texas Transportation Institute senior research scientist, Dr. Stephen Roop, says it's a lot closer than it sounds.
We're building the prototype now. It's been a long time coming, but we have 5 or 6 blue ribbon engineering companies from around the country building components, and we're looking at a fourth quarter 2014 demonstration of a full-scale working system.
He says the all-electric system could operate elevated above interstates in the existing right-of-way. Similar to rail systems, the wheels would travel steel on steel.
And we do that to reduce the rolling resistance and make it inexpensive to move on a per-mile basis. We think, based on our analysis to date, that we can move a fully loaded trailer or container for under 10 cents a mile in electricity.
Dr. Roop says that's about 1/7 the cost of transportation on rubber tires over traditional roadways. Sunday night's Game 5 of the NBA Finals set another record besides the fifth championship for the Spurs.
Lisa Marie Gomez of AT&T says the 19,500 fans inside the AT&T Center Sunday night used 182 gigabytes of bandwidth during the game, which is twice as much as was used during the final Spurs regular season game in April and is a record for the arena.
That is more than a 394,000 social media posts with photos.
She says it's amazing anybody in the crowd Sunday night had time to watch the game. That translates into more than 20 selfies, Instagram pictures, and status updates for every man, woman, and child in the arena. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sianna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley competition.
Good morning, it's 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Overcast conditions this morning will give way to partial sun. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up later today. Highs close to 90 degrees. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine develops. There could be a shower or storm. Highs near 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. It'll turn partly sunny on Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Coming up just a bit, we'll get you caught up in World Cup action, College World Series action, as well as Major League Baseball and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 11 minutes.
Marketing Daily's Carl Greenberg predicts that soccer is going to become the most popular sport in U.S. America by the middle of this century.
I don't doubt it if NFL keeps messing with football.
Because of this country's changing demographics, he writes in his commentary, Hispanics favor soccer, and they're going to be the majority demo in the not-too-distant future. The last census showed there are over 50 million Hispanics in the United States and just over 16% of the population. That's 43% growth in the decade. Football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, will be the number one sport in the United States before 2040. Since Hispanics alone will be over 50% of the population, and by then, the sport is growing in popularity, and everyone else likes it, too. So,
doesn't sound like a wild prediction, just math.
That's right, just math. Hello?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and tell you, you guys aren't right in the morning time, but, man, you make my day. I love listening to you.
We're not right, or that's not right.
Well, thank you.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know.
High praise.
Yeah, sure. Well, okay, that's not what I was anticipating, but...
This is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
That'd be us.
6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was... on the elliptical,
not like your best decision
kind of stuff. And so far since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Pretty fun jokes.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens.
I don't count anymore. It's just two of you.
Tuesdays.
Nope. 5 days.
That's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff, you know.
You know, that's, stuff.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Move it.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
I like me some Pharrell.
I love this song.
Yeah.
It's infectious.
Work out to this, hon. See how this does for you.
It's got a pretty timeless, cool sound.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks better in the video because he's not wearing that hat.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel.
There you go. That'll get you going.
Oh, man,
today.
It did get me going.
It did. See, now, and don't go to Facebook. It'll just be a downer. We already told you that earlier this morning. It's just not going to be that way, okay? All right. So you had the story about how many people, just this amazing number of people that were on their devices during the NBA game, the finals there between the Spurs and the Heat. And again, it kind of runs counter to the way that Mark Cuban, who's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, wants things to go. And he was on a sports show, actually, this was about 6 weeks ago, kind of updating his field because it's kind of controversial. He wants people engaged in the game rather than their devices, which is kind of interesting because obviously that's how he made his $1 billion is on computers. But he thinks the game itself, his comments
the
here.
NBA is different than the NFL. The NFL's got a lot of downtime that the NBA doesn't have. There's the time between plays. You know, there's just so much downtime where you do want a distraction that keeps people involved in the game and doesn't allow them to divert their attention to something else because they are going to be using their phones a lot. And so we know you're going to look at your phone. You're going to check your messages. You're going to check your text. You're going to check scores of other games. It's my job to try to get you to stay as attached to the game as possible because the more attached and the more you look up, whether it's the Jumbotron or the action on the court, the more you feel the energy, the more you contribute to the energy. That's a unique experience, and it's a unique energy that we have to sustain, not, you know, diminish. And I think that's where Vivek and I disagree. And, you know, like you mentioned, when I first got into the league with the Mavs, no one went to the game. So anything that got their attention was a good thing. But that's changed now. And, I mean, we spend probably more than every other NBA and NFL team combined to create in-game entertainment to keep people's attention diverted from their phones. And we take pride in that, and I think it makes our game experience the best in professional sports.
There you go, Mark Cuban.
I hate it.
Saying the other way around. You hate what?
I'm with Kevin.
I hate the in-game experience at Mavericks basketball.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
We went to the same game on the same bus on the same night a few months ago.
Okay.
And it was like a circus. At one point, I didn't even realize I was at a basketball game.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, and I see what he said made sense. I was less there was less time I was tempted to say, get it on my phone. But they completely drowned out the basketball game.
Hmm.
And I'm not even a huge sports fan. I just enjoy live sports events.
Sure. Yeah.
But, oh, my God, the music was nonstop. Used to
while
be.
While they were playing.
Used to be while the ball was in play. Yeah, maybe a little clap, 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 get the crowd going.
Yeah.
It was nonstop. Yeah. Wall to wall.
And the public address announcer, instead of, 2 points, Dirk Nowitzki, or anything along those lines, it was 2 points, Dirk.
Yeah.
Every time. And he had like 32 points, so I was ready to strangle that guy.
Yeah. Well, and that's...
I think that makes us old.
Well, it does in some ways, and Chase could talk about this, and I could a little bit about how A&M tries to change the experience, and part of that goes with your PA person, and part of it is the other. You know, when the ribbon board came in, if you remember it, Kyle.
No, people hated it.
Well, of course, it was too bright the first time.
Yeah, true.
Brighter than the lights. That was a little bit bizarre.
I think it's a little bit of retinal damage.
So they toned that down, but I want you to think about it. Do you depend on it? Do you look to it? And I think that people do that now. Now, football's a little bit, Aggie football's a little bit different because you've obviously got some older demos in there, okay? Mm-hmm. And so those folks have had to accept some change, and I think for the most part they've done that. But they get to the point where they do that. They do use the ribbon board to look at it. They go back to the Jumbotron and they look at the replay. If you've been to Jerry World, you realize that you don't watch the field at all, which is really unfortunate, really strange.
It's an weird
experience. But then also, we went from the Holler House and the Brazos in basketball to an experience that, not so much in the last 5 to 6 years, but when Gillespie was here, that place was a zoo. It was a great environment.
The Rowdies kind of really got that place
But
tuned
again,
up.
It was what was going on at the court that was
absolutely
happening. And
sure.
What you did on the other side with the giveaways and the announcements and all that was kind of ancillary to it. Now it's really kind of a more important part of what goes on in the arena experience. But that does. It makes you old. Trying to get around it, but there really isn't any.
No,
other
I don't think so.
Yeah, can kind of get around
Fine.
That. So we'll see. Just letting you know how that works out.
Get off my lawn.
That's right. So in Florida, while we're kind of speaking about it, we don't have time. All I got is a story about Florida State athletes stealing stuff, and, that's not really
again?
New.
Again?
Colorado Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Some of you may have suffered through a divorce or death of a spouse, and you're wondering if it's time to consider entering into a new marriage. You need to know that new relationship will have its own special set of challenges, especially if you or your spouse-to-be have children. Blending two families is rarely smooth. You see, for a child, watching a parent enjoy a new relationship may not seem like moving forward at all. They may feel like they're being dragged into something they never asked for. So to help that transition go as well as possible, keep a couple of things in mind. First, make the children a priority, both yours and those of your future spouse. Children need to know they matter. Otherwise, they'll feel they lost you in your new relationship, and that's sure to cause conflict. So give your children a lot of your time and attention. Second, make sure you build a strong foundation for your new marriage. Children need to feel comfort and security, which comes from a stable home life. Don't walk down the aisle until you know your relationship is strong and healthy. Will these ideas help your family blend without any problems? Well, not completely, but they will point you in the right direction. The most important thing is to be consistent and invest the energy to make your new family work. For more help, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. The United States has taken a major step towards advancing out of the group of death to the knockout rounds of the World Cup by beating Ghana 2-1 in the opener for both teams yesterday. The U.S. was knocked out of the two previous World Cups by the same Ghana team. Clint Dempsey from little old Nacogdoches, Texas, scored 32 seconds into the game, the fifth fastest goal in World Cup history.
Dempsey cutting inside the box. Dempsey's in! Dempsey has to post it in! The U.S. has scored a little bit better than a half minute into the game. And he becomes the first American to score in three straight World Cups.
The Black Stars came back and tied it until substitute John Brooks scored on a header from a corner kick in the 86th minute, 4 minutes after Ghana had tied the game.
Zusi from the far side looking on that corner. Headed down and a goal! The U.S. has scored! Brooks! Incredible! 2-1 lead.
Coach Jurgen Klinsmann said it was a very spirited contest.
Well, we have a great spirit. I mean, it's always, the U.S. team always has a great spirit and fights until the last second. It was a little bit of a shock that Chosey got injured. At halftime then, Matt Beisler, we had to take him out because we didn't want to risk another injury. So it was a grind, but it was a wonderful one at the end of the day.
The next challenge for the U.S. is Portugal, who got waxed by Germany before the U.S. game 4-0. As it stands right now in the Group G, U.S. and Germany 1-2. In Major League Baseball, Kobe Lewis overcame an uneven start to win for the first time in more than 3 weeks as the Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 14-8. At one point, the Rangers had an 11-3 lead before Oakland scored four times in the sixth and then once in the eighth. Ranger skipper Ron Washington noticed the performance of Kobe Lewis started to slip a little in the sixth.
I mean, up until the sixth inning, he had only given up three runs, you know, so he was pitching pretty good, giving up three runs to that team. And then, you know, he got the first out and, you know, his velocity came down a little bit and he just couldn't hit his spots anymore. So, you know, I had to go get him.
The Rangers play game two of the series tonight at 9. The Astros had the night off. They're in D.C. for the Senators. First pitch there at 6:05. In College World Series action, Texas manufactured runs in three straight innings to beat the Louisville Cardinals 4-1 in the CWS in the elimination game yesterday. The Longhorns ended a four-game College World Series losing streak dating back to 09. They'll play the UC Irvine Anteaters in another elimination game tomorrow at 7. Augie Garrido said the Horns had a non-traditional practice before their first elimination game.
I think we played much better today. Yesterday we had a practice, and at the practice we really weren't practicing baseball skills. We weren't trying to fix anything because it wasn't broken. We were just making sure our attitude and our togetherness and our teamwork and the fun in being together was in the right place.
On taps in the College World Series today at 2 o'clock, it's Texas Tech and Ole Miss. Then at 7, it's TCU and Virginia. Some NFL notes. The Cowboys have signed first-round pick Zach Martin, leaving second-rounder defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence as the only Dallas rookie not under contract. Martin inked a four-year package worth $9 million, including $4.8 million in signing bonuses. The Notre Dame product is the third offensive lineman taken in the first round by the Cowboys in the past four drafts. Former Dallas Cowboys tackle Josh Brent will spend the last 45 days in rehab for substance abuse following his release from jail on a drunk driving crash that killed a teammate. Brent was convicted in January of the intoxicated manslaughter of December 12th death of Jerry Brown. He was given 10 years probation and 180 days in jail. Some sad news. Mr. Padre Tony Gwynn died yesterday of mouth cancer at the age of 54, and here's how Dick Enberg started the broadcast before the baseball game for the Padres last night.
Tony Gwynn is gone. He died early this morning. Mr. Padre, number 19, a humble hero, driven to baseball excellence, a sensitive and a caring man. Yes, the man could really, really play this game of baseball. No one in 80 years could match his 8 National League batting titles. But what we'll miss most is that infectious giggle, the genuine handshake, and the fact that his love never waned for all that is San Diego.
And unfortunately, in a somewhat related story, funeral services for former Texas A&M running back Roddy Thomas will be held on Friday in his hometown of Groveton, Texas, with a viewing from 9:30 to 11 and the funeral to begin at 11 at John Wayne Reynolds Gymnasium. And that has been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088. To schedule a tour.
Subcompact tractor specially priced right now in Sioux Falls Prater. It's the John Deere line, of course. The 1023 Subcompact is priced at $15,347. 0% down, 0% interest for 72 months. Get them both with that deal. Compact tractor that's a 3032E, $19,148. Got the same kind of deal going on there. 0% down and 0% for 60 months financing. Special price on a D140 if you need some riding mower to be doing some work around your yard. It's big enough that you want to be using one of those. It makes it go faster. It makes it kind of fun. It's priced at only $18.99 right now. But Sioux Falls Prater, of course, is more than just John Deere. There are other lines that you know, like Honda Power Equipment. They also have steel products. And they have parts specials as well. Right now, during June, a 200 count of shop towels, regularly $8.99, now priced as, excuse me, regularly $10.99, priced at $8.99 right now. There are always parts specials out there, and you can get them text to your phone. Text JD Parts and the number 3 to 95577. JD Parts and the number 3 to 95577, and get parts specials all the time from your friends at Sioux Falls Prater.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now's the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car. And the Camry One event is both. During the Camry One event, lease a new 2014 and a half Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months, just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Camry claims based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2013 sales. For JD award information, visit jdpower.com. Offers available in select states and 7714. See gstoffers.com for details.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Just some little spotty showers down near Hempstead or over near Brenham. That's about it. 92 or 93 for a high temperature today, about 74 to 76 for low temperatures all week long with a slight chance of maybe some pop-up showers. Yeah, we made it. 80 at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.